Tick Tock Governance. Traffic lights rule. Millions of people all over the world obey traffic lights. It's a matter of trust. A traffic light is so dumb that it works for practically nothing. A traffic light is pretty much incorruptible. Computers are like traffic lights. They don't lie. At least they don't lie yet. We're turning a greater and greater percentage of our governance over to machines. Maybe it all started with the invention of writing. When you write something down, it just stays there for a long, long time. Forgery is possible, but rare enough and detectable enough that documents have a great deal of credibility. But the invention of writing meant that those who could write and read became politically powerful, and those who could not lost traction. The literati ruled by having superior means of storing and transmitting information. When the printing press was invented, it shook up the established order again. Certain people gained control of printing presses and the distribution of mass quantities of information. These people became more powerful than those who could merely read and write. Telegraph, telephone, radio, TV, cell phones, digital cameras, and the internet. These have all been blows to established interests that control older forms of information and distribution. These changes are coming at an accelerated rate. The price of information is falling rapidly, and so is the price of distributing information. Authoritarian social institutions, based on the control of information, are losing traction. The credibility of media, government, the educational system, churches, and corporations. The credibility of these institutions is declining. The credibilities of computers and the internet are rising. You might think all this will eventually lead to a takeover of the world by machines. I don't think that's likely. I rather think it will always be people against people. Our machines will help us in the struggle against our opponents. The machines of our enemies will also be our enemies. But the dividing line between us and our machines will probably blur. The bandwidth of the communications channel between man and machine will continue to increase until machine and man are essentially one entity. If technology continues to develop, our descendants will be cyborgs, but they will, for the most part, be moral cyborgs. The characteristics of information transfer and processing that have made honesty the best policy for humans, those characteristics will not be made irrelevant by improving technology. On the contrary, our cyborg descendants might be more moral than we are. Actually, that may not even be a very high bar. More and more of our survival is determined by our ability to manipulate symbols. And morality is a mechanism for a team to enhance its ability to manipulate symbols. Our cyborg descendants will have more information processing capacity than we do. But the teams that are most honest will continue to be the most effective and the most prosperous. Evil may flourish for a while, but it can't compete against good in the long term. Death, destruction, and a failure to provide for the future will continue to be evolutionary dead ends and will eventually fade away. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.